P-22.
Requiem for a Wildcat. Thousands of people gathered recently in Los Angeles to celebrate the life and legacy of P-22, the charismatic cougar whose wanderings gained him a global following.
So we did this as a way for the community of L.A., but also the world, to be able to kind of grieve together.
For 10 years, P-22 roamed the wilds of Griffith Park next to downtown L.A. The puma posed in photos caught by wildlife cameras. His presence brought a note of nature's wild beauty to the concrete and steel of the sprawling megalopolis.
When he would go across the camera and he had an air of confidence, of almost being regal.
Late last year, P-22 killed a chihuahua in Hollywood Hills and mauled another. Authorities concluded he posed a danger to humans and captured him. Veterinarians discovered P-22 had injuries from encounters with cars. He was euthanized to end his suffering. P-22's mortal remains are the subject of a dispute between the L.A. area's Native American Tongva people, who want to give the cat a ceremonial burial, and scientists who want to study his body. A Tongva spokeswoman told Al Jazeera the tribe is confident P-22's remains will be handed over to the tribe by the city's Natural History Museum. Like many L.A. stars, P-22 was born in less glamorous surroundings, somewhere in the woods up north, possibly drawn by the bright lights of the big city, but more likely by the urge to find a mate, P-22 traveled south. To reach L.A., P-22 somehow managed to cross this busy 8-lane highway. Researchers say around 70 big cats are killed on California highways every year.
To reduce the number of those deaths, and inspired in part by P-22's epic journey, California is building this giant wildlife crossing. It will provide safe passage for animals of all kinds from one natural area to another.
The $87 million span stitches together wild lands fragmented by development. Even as P-22 is mourned, the good news for mountain lions and the people who admire them is that their population is increasing and they are heading east. One was sighted last year in central Illinois. Experts say there is plenty of habitat suitable for them in the northeastern and middle Atlantic regions of the U.S. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Los Angeles.